You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
All right, hello. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh here on... No, that doesn't make sense. Well, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, and this is Spit Fountain. We're going to do sort of a special broadcast today. We're going to be replaying a live recording for the first half of the show, and we have Maxwell here who helped record it himself. So, Maxwell, do you have anything you want to say about the recording for the Ape Set?
Yeah, sure. It's the Apes Estate recording at Stoopfest 2025. It was recorded in Lansing, Michigan. I just want to say the reason I really went out there and did it is because I grew up on Wingnut Dishwashers Union. I had the opportunity to book them back in 2011 at a venue I ran in Pittsburgh called 222 Ormsby. It was a good time, and it's cool to see Apes Estate replaying these old albums for the young kids, because I know that Pat, the original musicians, probably never going to be playing these songs ever again, or even acknowledging that they ever played them. And I just wanted to make sure that it like kind of had its own place in history and its little frozen moments. So I started this thing called Maxwell Recording, which you can find on Bandcamp. And I'm just going to be releasing live sets because I go to a ton of shows all over the United States. And I just feel like people should hear these moments in time.
Yeah, thank you for sharing this recording with us and letting us play it here for our audience on WRCT Pittsburgh. It's really cool to have live recordings captured of these sets, especially with this sort of being a special performance by the Apes of the State. And like you said, it's nice to have this music by Pat still being played live for audiences. So we have the entire recording unedited except for the bleeping of curse words. So I guess if you want to find a unbleeped version of this recording, you can go to Maxwell's recordings on bandcamp.com. So this will take about 28 minutes. So if you hopefully have nothing to do until the half hour mark, just sit down and listen to the recording. And I hope that you enjoy it, and we'll play some more music and talk about it afterwards. Nope, that's the intro again. All right, hold on. Bear with me. All right, there it is. Please.
Do my best to drink coffee in the morning and live as if I didn't everybody looks good.
Yeah, we do.
Everybody's beautiful.
Hey!
careful. There's a big saw that's going to be somewhere near the front of the stage.
Gentle.
Might be a little scary. Scary time.
Big saw. 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 Big saw.
My first year was not a challenge. This liberation was not a challenge.
everybody. Where did they go?
Somewhere.
Oh my God.
We need you again.
Back to New York.
Brooke!
They're there.
Brooke just disappeared. Oh my God, Brooke is gone.
Brooke! 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 Brooke!
Brooke!
Brooke!
Brooke!
We lost Brooke to the void.
No!
Oh,
boy! Boy!
Oh,
boy!
Yeah, well, follow the microphone. Oh, the microphone's over there. You know what? I don't know.
He went
We're just gonna
later.
Do this next one, all right? You guys know how to sing it.
Yeah!
Champion.
Hey, yo.
was growing up, I was the smartest kid I knew. Well, maybe that was just because I didn't know that many kids. All I know is now I feel the opposite. She wants to die. She shoots dope when she thinks she could die. And the law, they caught her one too many times. Shooting dope when she felt like she could die. Friends, they are enough.
All right. Well, that was the recording of Apes of the State playing a set of covers by Wingnut Dishwashers Union, one of the many wonderful Pat the Bunny projects. Now, thank you for listening to the show so far. We're going to do the spit take segment in a little bit, but I'll play some more folk punk in the meantime while we get our spit take ready. If you want to call in with a spit take asking for advice on the troubles in your life or a request, call in to 412-268-9728. We will give you some really terrible advice about anything you need help with.
Anxious and worrying, so you spend your whole life hurrying for something better than what you knew before, and always knowing you are you, and you are gonna even up the score. Is that what you're always fighting for? And it's a long way back to a place once called home.
You look high and it's a long night out with nothing much to say. And it's the things you hold inside, but you will dream like love each night. Until you guess it never matters anyway. But we've all got hearts, and they keep beating, and they keep telling us what we should say.
Tuesday, Lisa.
Whatever
Tuesday.
Happens, you should know that I'm just glad it feels like anything at all. God, don't push me down.
Tuesday, Lisa. Taco Tuesday.
You're listening to Spit Fountain on WRCT 88.3 FM.
Bart, that's your sixth taco.
Lovely.
All right, you're still listening to Spit Fountain here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Now it's time for our spit take segment. Thanks again to Maxwell for providing the recording for the first half of this broadcast. It was really great to play that for our audience. And now, speaking of our audience, someone who you could say is an audience member, our friend,
yeah,
who will go unnamed, has a encounter in their life that has posed them to ask for some advice. Marissa, yes. What is the request?
I'll tell you the story, and I'll, you know, solidify some details that may or may not be accurate to anonymize our source. But she basically, you know, would like our input on this. So our friend works at a hotel in the downtown region of, you know, a mid-sized American city.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps in a mountainous region.
Uh-huh. It sounds familiar.
I don't know. It's not Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's
but
not.
It's not Pittsburgh.
It could be Morgantown. It's Morgantown, West Virginia.
So our friend works in a hotel, and
the Rusty Saloon.
It's like the hotel check-in is, you know, whatever, 4 p.m. And she's at the hotel at 8 p.m. one night, and this man had checked in maybe an hour or two prior, and he comes down and he's like shaking and crying, and he's going, "I need to cancel my reservation. I need to leave. There's that thing in the room is so evil." And she doesn't know what he's talking about, of course, because it's a hotel room. So she says, of course, we can cancel your reservation. We can, like, move you to a different room if you'd like, but you will still be charged, obviously, because, you know.
Yeah.
You know. And he says, I'll pay for the night. I'm leaving. I don't care. But I need someone to escort me back to the room to get my keys. And they say, yeah, no problem, because, you know, our friend and her coworkers want to know what the evil thing in the room is.
Hmm.
There, maybe it's someone visiting.
I wouldn't go.
Visiting this town for a convention.
If someone,
perhaps.
Oh, it was. Oh, I see.
No, it wasn't. It was, but you know, your mind runs amok. This was prior to a convention.
But it was the Morgantown Mothman convention.
Indeed, and you know, people wear their Mothman costumes, and they're so ornamental.
But presumably.
But anyways, this was prior to the Morgantown Mothman convention.
Right.
So we know it wasn't. But you know, you're sitting at a hotel desk, you're thinking, what could be in the room? Someone, I don't know. So of course she goes up to the room with him because he has to get his car keys out, and he's like shaking and crying, like he's bracing himself against the door frame so he can't enter the room.
Like a cat into a bathtub.
And she goes, okay, like what's the problem? Like I can grab your car keys. Just show me what the problem is. And he points at the picture hanging on the wall. It's a picture of the city skyline.
The Morgantown, West Virginia skyline.
A well-known, beautiful skyline.
Regarded widely.
So that's the story. And our friend would like to know, what would you do if you found a scary picture on your wall? Or, what would you do if you found yourself in Morgantown, West Virginia?
So, when I was in college, I purchased a painting from a Goodwill that is, I'm gonna find it on my phone to show it to you. It is like, it's a cursed looking painting, and I hung it on my bedroom wall, and it would frequently scare people who came into my bedroom. And it was, on more than one occasion, I would wake up having a bad dream and I would see it and I go, I gotta get rid of that thing. But I never did until I moved. And I think it might be like an Annabelle type situation. It's probably, I left it in the room for the next people who lived in the house. Wow. And I actually went back to my college home after I graduated. And they let me in and they let me see my old room, and it was still there. So obviously I would keep the painting.
You would pass it on to somebody else.
Yeah, pass it on, yeah.
I would commune with the subject of the portrait, if it were a portrait. Oh, I like that. I think that's kind of beautiful.
Look at its face.
I don't mind it. I think it's, I like it.
Yeah, I did
too. I mean, it looks like ugly art, but it's like kind of charming.
Yeah, it was a mixture of good and bad. It was sort of interesting. But yeah, that was a staple of my home.
So I would engage with the subject of the painting.
Kiss it?
No. I would speak to it.
Oh, not commit to matrimony.
My personal tie-in is that I have a picture of a woman on my wall. I don't know who she is.
I've seen her.
And you know, my own grandmother came into my home and said, is that one of our relatives? I said, no, I don't know who it is.
I've seen her outside of the painting.
Yeah,
outside
she comes, of the portrait. Well, because of course I treated her kindly, and now she like does my dishes and stuff.
No, I saw her at the candy store.
Wow, I'm rubbing off on her.
And what kind of candy do you think she would buy?
Oh, that's a really good, wow. Now that's a good question. I'm honestly feeling like an O. Henry bar.
Red Vines.
No. Oh, God.
But she was. Clearly, you're rubbing her the wrong way. She's making bad decisions.
It's a Twizzler household.
That's what I tried to tell her. But not that Spit Fountain has any, you know, preference for any type of candy.
We will endorse candy on air.
We can't.
We will.
We have no preference for any candy here.
We would accept a candy sponsorship.
We can't do that. Anyways, let's talk about some of the other great programming you can hear on WRCT Pittsburgh. If you stick around for 20 more minutes and you get sick of Spit Fountain, don't worry. 8 Miles High will be up next. And when you touch down, you'll find that it's Stranger Than Known. Tune into 8 Miles High with the benevolent beautiful, wonderful, and talented Nick and Andy every Tuesday at 9 p.m. If you want to listen to some other radio, you can listen to the Alternative Radio program, providing information, analysis, and views that are frequently distorted or ignored in corporate media, Mondays, 7 to 8 a.m. I actually listen to this somewhat frequently if I am heading to my house early on a Monday morning, and it is quite the program. You can also go to www.alternativeradio.org. Anyways, coming up next is another track. It's All the Kids in Michigan by Spoonboy.
punk rock shows in heaven? Are you push moshing? Are you crowd surfing? Are the kids still hooked on heroin? Or have you found a way to cope without that trash? I hope you found a way to right your wrongs.
WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory ham pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
It was one of the few things you had left when you were just a kid, but you never lost.
We're hacking into the machine. Sit down, your name is on the table between the graves and cradles, before the old and new. Wait your turn and smile for the papers. The senders and the shapers will have their way with you. And shake the hands of masters while outside insurrection. The South can't be mistaken, so pretend like you don't know them. And say you're gone beyond it, you're ready for some peace. Argue with that argument when no one says a thing. Come kneel down and beg for some redemption. You finally learned your lesson that this is how you change. Not here nor there, no patriot or traitor. You've learned to sit for supper and you're sleeping in your cage. It's politics is normal, it's votes and views and morals, none of which mean nothing to the people kept in storage, who wake up in the morning, the nights are in your hands. At least the smashers and the crashers know exactly where they stand. Hey, Mr. Talk Radio, for once we agree that we can't afford no liberals in times like these. On a feet or on a back, sitting there on their knees. No, we can't afford no liberals in times like these. Come lay down, they'll put you underwater. Lay onto a potter, they'll wash your dirty clean. Let's hear your plan for a natural world order. Free trade across the borders, gas efficient war machine. The dead tree needs a trimming, the poison earth needs weeding. Your houses are sinking in the sea, they are rising. It's also inconvenient, let's stall it while we can. And so it's business as usual, give the liberal a hand. Can't afford no liberals in times like these. On a feet or on a back, sitting there on their knees. No, we can't afford no liberals in times like these. Times like these. Here in the brave new world, two sides of a grand old flag. Talk radio, for once we agree that we can't afford no liberals in times like these. On a feet or on a back, sitting there on their knees. No, we can't afford no liberals in times like these. Hey, Mr. Hannity, for once we agree that we can't afford no liberals in times like these. On a feet or on a back, sitting there.
That's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Teddy!
called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Thanks for listening to Spit Fountain. Keep listening to WRCT 88.3 FM. I'm going home. Good night.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
Real products are tested for safety. My brother's friend